It's time for a look at the high school report here on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and the First National Bank.
Life is a ball game being played each day.
Normally at this time, we would check in with our friend Mark Kalnan. He's got a little something, a little meeting this afternoon. But not to fear, we are covered thanks to the great people at Eastern Maine Sports as we welcome in our friend Chris Lesner. Chris, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me this afternoon.
Well, great to have you with us. How have you been?
I've been very, very good. I'm sitting in Orono right now, just getting ready to check out the Black Bears for a final time before they head off to the postseason conference tournament next week.
Yeah, Black Bears taking on Bryant this afternoon, and Maine getting that first-round bye again in the conference tournament.
Yeah, they're hoping for a different result than last year, though, Rich.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the high school scene. A lot going on. And before we talk about baseball and softball, some pretty big news around here, at least, in the world of high school basketball involving our friend Toby Nelson.
Toby did a great job at Foxcroft Academy, really turned that program around in the 4 years he was there. Now we have a big vacancy there at Foxcroft and another one right next door in Dexter, where Peter Murray retired as well. So that would only be the third head coach in Dexter basketball history for boys.
Now, we're speculating around here that Toby may be running for political office. You know, he's been grooming himself for this for a long time here.
I was thinking professional wrestling referee.
That might be good, too. I could definitely see that. I wonder, were you there? How did he make out last weekend?
I wasn't there. I was working my other job, but I did see the video, and it was quite entertaining for sure.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Well, it has been a busy week in high school baseball and softball. What have been some of the key games this week, Chris?
Well, Brewer is off to a real good start in Class A baseball. Mm. They 10-1. Their only loss was against a real quality opponent, Class B opponent, Ellsworth. But they bounced back the very next game and beat Skowhegan, who's also a Class A favorite, 1-0 in 9 innings in a great high school baseball game.
Yeah, was that the Grady Van Edestein game, right?
It was. Yep.
Yeah, he looked awfully good. What else has been notable this week in the baseball softball ranks?
Well, something you might have heard about over in Class D, Bangor Christian, they're off to an 8-0 start on the baseball side. Jason Libby, he had quite a week. He had 2 home runs this week. Also became the first pitcher in the state of Maine to have 22 strikeouts in one game. Pitched a no-hitter against Stearns. Not only is that the only no-hitter with 22 strikeouts in the state of Maine, he joins only 19 players in the United States in the history of high school baseball to have 22 strikeouts in a game.
That's incredible. That's one of those things when you're a kid and you're playing wiffle ball in the backyard. You're like, man, I got my stuff working. But even then, you're like, well, in 7 innings, I could get 21. No one thinks they can get 22.
Exactly. Yeah, the only batter to reach was the fastball. So he came that close to a perfect game, but I think he'll take it with all the media attention he's gotten this week.
And did I see a young man from Baps came up big too this week?
Yes, first varsity game he's ever pitched. Didn't know until the day of the game. He's usually an infielder. Came in and threw a no-hitter. Perfect game.
That's when the coach goes home and says, I made a pretty good decision there, didn't I? That worked out well.
Didn't work out too bad for the Crusaders.
No, not at all. What are some games to keep an eye on this weekend and the early part of next week, Chris?
Ellsworth at Old Town Baseball tomorrow ought to be interesting there. Mm. Class B. Ellsworth, they beat Class C No. 1 Washington Academy 8-2 this week. So they got a big game with Old Town tomorrow. They're number one right now, but Old Town's right there and expected to be right there at the end as well.
And what have we got left? Is it 2 weeks or a week left in the regular season?
I believe there's 2 weeks left. Me, myself, I haven't gotten out to a lot of high school games. I'm hoping here at the end of the season because I think this postseason is going to be one to remember this year.
I do, too. Well, hopefully we can get some good weather. It looks like next week's going to be great, and so that'll be a big help for teams. Hey, I want to know if you and Mark got a baseball road trip planned this summer.
We don't. He's planning to bring his daughter to New York, I believe, New York City, as part of a graduation gift. So he had to pass on the baseball outing this summer. But I am almost positive he will be making trips to Fenway Park.
Now, you guys have been to Yankee Stadium, but also out to Wrigley, right?
Last summer. That was, you know, that's a trip I'll never forget. That's, you know, one of those historic ballparks that, you know, you don't get many chances to go and visit. So we said, hey, you only live once, and we went to Chicago. We had a great time.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Chris, we appreciate you filling in this afternoon. Enjoy the main game. Keep up the great work at East Sports, and we'll talk with you soon.
Sounds good, Rich. Thanks for having me.
That is Chris Lesner of Eastern Maine Sports. Our high school report brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with full automotive repair and a great selection of tires. Two locations, 451 Hogan Road, 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the first, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.